It's Monday, the 11th of May. It's the AMCIS annual conference. The delegates are arriving. It's going to be a great event. Let's step inside and see what's actually happening.
Welcome back to the AMCIS podcast, brought to you by the Bonjour Agency. AMCIS is the Association for Admissions, Marketing and Communications in Independent Schools. And this is the podcast where we speak to people in the independent school sector. Let's get into this episode right now.
Now, walking inside, about to sit down, I've got Mary Hicks here. Mary, great to see you here, back here at the conference.
I know,
Mary is semi-retired as well. Mary, what's it like to be here?
It's absolutely fabulous to be back, actually. Haven't been to the conference for a couple of years. See so many new faces as well as old friends. It really is. It's a great feeling.
There must be a lot of people here that you know.
There are a lot of people here, I know, yeah. There's a lot of us that have been in this game for quite a long time, but equally, lots of brand new ones, and that's exciting. Be able to chat to them, and I'm looking forward to doing a session this afternoon all about retention, which is absolutely the buzzword for the moment, so see how it goes.
Fantastic. Retention, I'll check that out. Mary Hicks, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've got Nicola here from No Fluff. Nicola, tell me one thing that's going to be in your talk. Very much looking forward to hearing this. Tell us what it's all going to be about.
It's going to be about follow-up. You can get as many inquiries as you like, but if you haven't plugged the leaks in your follow-up process, you're not going to get the enrolment numbers.
So tell me one main thing that you'd like people to take away from that talk then.
I would like them to take away, I'm going to give them a framework that we're going to work through in the session of when, how, and with what you're going to follow up, so they don't feel like they're being pushy or sleazy or desperate, but they've got a framework that helps them enable those families to make an empowered decision, and hopefully the decision is to go to their school. So that's what I want them to take away. Follow up is a really effective way of making the most of your budget.
And do you find that marketing and admissions people still feel like sales is not something that they're doing at all, that it's completely detached from sales because they're in a school?
Oh, I think it's changing. I think the tide is changing as people get, you know, more worried about numbers, of course. So I think what's happening is they're aware they need to become more commercial and they need to embrace some selling techniques, but they still feel weird about it. So my job is to help them feel comfortable with it and give them a framework. I think once we have a framework to work with, we're automatically a little bit reassured, and it's been proven, so that helps them know that other people have done it and it's succeeded. So but I think they're getting used to the idea that it is sales, but it's not double glazing sales or something sleazy.
Love that. Nicola Lutz, No Fluff, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I got Sarah Ackworth here from Frensham Heights. Sarah, great to see you. Tell me one thing you're looking forward to about this event.
I guess if I'm being brutally honest, it's the networking opportunity. And I am looking for a new member of my team. So digital and creative content manager. So yeah, if that works and I manage to find somebody, I'll be very happy.
Excellent. What sort of skills are you looking for in someone who's going to fulfill that role then?
Well, I think we've been very lucky at Frensham. As you might know, we're quite design led. So creativity is very important to us. So somebody who can do all of that, but actually move it into a more digital direction. So web skills, social media skills, those sort of things. So
really good. Thank you very much. I got Ian Reid here from Benenden. Ian, tell me one thing you're looking forward to about this conference.
I'm looking forward to sharing ideas, hearing new ideas from other people, and seeing what kind of best practice there is out there in the industry that we can share.
And you've literally just arrived. What was your journey here like?
It was all right. M25 West, Monday morning. It was bearable. Got here on time, just about.
Now tell me how things are going at Benenden, just in general.
We're in the fortunate position that we are really, really busy, full of so much interest in us. Not complacent, however. It's a fiercely competitive market. There's an awful lot that we are doing and that we need to do, but we are thankfully operating from a position of strength.
That's really good to hear. Anyway, the opening address is about to start. We'd better go through and join everybody.
Now, Melanie is the AMCIS chair as of today, I think, and she's just about to welcome everybody in the opening address.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you. Just take your seats for those in the back.
And then it's time for the morning break. There's a lot of noise in that room. Let's jump in there now. I got Ranald here from Feel Good Films. Ranald, tell me one thing about this conference that you're finding people are keen to hear about in the world of films in schools.
The main thing I've been speaking to people about is how they can use it practically, not only to bring awareness to the organisation, but actually they can use it as a tool for recruitment, which ultimately great film does both. It's not just an awareness exercise, it's actually how you can tangibly use it across all different social media platforms. So yeah, that's probably the biggest thing.
Now, sometimes schools are able to shoot their own films on an iPhone or something like that. What are your thoughts on schools, more schools doing more of their own content?
I think it's great. I think it's really refreshing because I think a lot of people are scared to sort of start that journey. And I think the blend of professional content and UGC content is super important because, you know, production companies like ourselves, we can't be on the ground every single day. And there's so many amazing stories you can tell. And you just need to get the content out there. You know, it's not by just doing one big film a year. It's thinking about 365, how many pieces of content you can get out all year round. And by starting exploring that exercise is a really important thing to do.
Really good. Ranald, Feel Good Films, thank you very much.
That's right.
I got Jess here from Dragon School. Jess, tell me one thing that you've got from the sessions this morning.
It's always just valuable talking to other peers in the same industry, having the same issues, the same rants. It just feels collaborative and supportive. So,
if I gave you a magic wand and said at Dragon School, you can use this magic wand for one thing, but it's not allowed to be doubling the budget, what would you say?
Time. There's not a huge amount of us in our departments. I think that's across the board, and enough time to do everything that we have to do, to get back to the people that we have to get back to make sure that everything's coming from strategy and, you know, gathering all of the data and everything. It's time consuming and not enough hours in the day.
I think every single person listening to this right now can fully appreciate that. Jess, Dragon School, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I got Tom from St. Mary's Hampstead. Tom, you won one of the Impact Award last year. How are you finding the conference going this year?
Fabulous. It doesn't feel like a year ago since we were last year. It's great to reconnect with old friends, colleagues, make new friends, do some networking, and learn about the latest sector trends.
I've caught you in the middle of eating a cookie. How are the cookies this year?
Fabulous. I recommend.
Okay. More seriously, take it back to school for a second. How are things going in general? You know, here we are in a post-VAT world. You know, things there seem to have settled down. Clearly, it's still there with us, but, you know, it's not a new thing anymore. But generally speaking, how are things in school?
We're still riding the storm. The market is still really tough. Competition is rife. Birth rates for us in North London going down. So people numbers are a struggle, but the amount of love we receive for the school, alumni, our staff, the local community is really wonderful, and we're still going strong.
That's really good. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you, Simon. Nice to see you.
I've got Rachel Hadley-Leonard here. Rachel, you've just given a talk on reputation. For those people who weren't there, give us a summary of what it was all about.
So, hi, Simon. It was all about how reputation is all, basically, but how people have misconceptions about your school and how it's really important to challenge those misconceptions and respond in a positive way. But it's about how research and gathering information from all your stakeholders informs that. So let's start with the basics. Let's start by finding out what people are actually saying, why they're saying it, and just by talking to as many people as you can, or should I say listening. Listening is the key, and how that feeds into a strategy to then elevate your reputation.
I love that. Rachel, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Simon.
I got Richard Briggs here from Morton Hall. Richard, tell me one thing that you're getting from this conference that you can take away and apply to your school immediately.
Gosh, one thing, there's lots of things. I think it's the networking, meeting like-minded people, speaking with colleagues. You can often feel quite isolated in what you do. Being able to speak to other people that do what you do, best tips, advice, and just sometimes a friendly ear to talk to.
And then which sessions are you planning on going to this afternoon? Really good. Richard, Morton Hall, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I've got Jane Flynn here from the National Mathematics and Science College, or otherwise known as NatMat side. Jane, great to see you here. This is your first time coming along to AMCIS?
It is. It's my first time at AMCIS, so very excited.
So why did you come?
I think it's just really exciting. We're a small specialist school to be part of a bigger community of meeting all these amazing admissions and marketing people and, you know, getting so much intel and great ideas from them. So yeah, it's been in one session, which has already been amazing. So yeah, looking forward to the rest.
And you say you're a small school. Sometimes a school might be small because they're a small prep school, for example. You're very different, aren't you? Because you're more like a specialist sixth form college?
Yeah, so we're a specialist STEM boarding school. So maths and science is what we do. So yeah, for us, it's, you know, we're very niche, you know, we're very special. So it's lovely to come. And, you know, there's so many amazing schools here that are very different. So, you know, we can learn from each other. It's fab.
And then tell us about the award that you're up for tonight.
Oh, so we're up for Best Digital Campaign and Best Small Budget Campaign. So crossing our fingers and toes for that.
Well, best of luck for that. Let's get into the next session. Jane Flynn, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
I got Melanie Buck, AMCIS Chair. Melanie, you gave the opening address. Tell us something that was in that.
I really spoke from the heart, actually, about
us in admissions, finding those connections, finding those people that you can resonate with, that will support you. This is a challenging sector and we need to work together with our competitor scores, but finding people that you understand that will support you. I also spoke about finding your balance as well. I think that these jobs are all consuming and it's so important to find a balance in your life with your family, your friends, hobbies. Remember those things that perhaps you have not done since taking these jobs. So I think that's really important. And I think the final thing I talked about was really finding your voice and making sure that your voice is heard within the school. We know what we're doing. We are good at what we're doing. And sometimes those voices in the sector get in your school get a little bit lost sometimes. And I think it's really important to stand strong and get your voice heard around the table at the school.
Melanie Buck, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. See you.
I got Tom Kirby here from Open Apply by Farrier. Tom, good to meet you. Some people listening to this right now might not know exactly what it is that you do. Just tell us in a nutshell about your service.
Yeah, so Open Apply is an online admissions platform. It's designed especially for independent and international schools. We work with around 1,000 schools all around the world, and around 200 of those are here in the UK. It's actually our biggest market for Open Apply. We work with some really prestigious independent schools such as Dulwich College, Stonyhurst, Francis Holland Schools. And it's really very much two sides to the system. So there's the parent side where parents are filling application forms, uploading documents, completing everything and really providing all of the information that schools need. And then on the admin or admissions side of the system, the admissions teams are receiving that information, processing applications, communicating with families and analysing that data.
Okay, got it. And I imagine then that your software, your solution, it ties in with other management information systems as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a great question. So we integrate directly with iSAMS, Engage, PowerSchool, and we have an export module for SIMS. So we integrate really with the key student information systems that our schools are using.
Okay, so quick question on that. Some of these student information systems, I imagine, also include an admissions element as well. So why should they use Open Apply as a separate service on top of what they might have already been paying for?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think because Open Apply is a dedicated admissions platform, it really offers a lot more customization, flexibility. The parent checklist is key. You can customize the checklist of requirements that the parents need to do in terms of filling forms, uploading documents, and that can be customized depending on where the child is in the process, and even in the year group, and even particular items. So if you've got a year 12 boarding student who's been offered a place, they see a particular set of requirements that's different to, say, a new year 7 inquiry. We can also run events through the system, payments, and we also have a parent app. So it's that really nice seamless experience for parents, and then also the data and insights you can get on the admission side as well.
That's really good. Tom Kirby, thanks for your time. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Simon.
So we've got Ollie here from AmKiss. Ollie, it's great to talk to you. It's been very nearly a year since you joined AmKiss. What's it been like? What's your first impression like of towards the end of your first year?
It's been fantastic. It's been a really exciting opportunity for me, working with a really passionate team, which I've just referred to as a small community, of which we are, there's only 8 of us, but actually working with the much larger community of the AmKiss membership, 580 schools, 55 corporate members. The commitment, the passion is something that's really quite motivational, I think, and I do see so many opportunities. It's just about how we can facilitate those opportunities for people to thrive. Hmm.
And then how do you go about implementing change in an association like AmKiss without undoing all of the good work that's come before you, but at the same time instilling new good work for the future?
It's difficult, but in some ways, I'm going to contradict that, it's quite easy because you recognise immediately as soon as you step through the door, the team, the passion and the commitment, without repeating myself too much, of what every person does and what they do collectively. Nothing ever gets missed, almost nothing. Because somebody will spot an issue and somebody will deal with it. And we're always thinking about what's the next thing we can do to support our members. Mm. So through change, not trying to change a culture that is really fantastic already, but then try and implement change step by step. And we're doing a lot. And the team have been fantastic in embracing everything that I've put forward. But equally, they've told me when that's not going to work, it's time to slow down and it's time to stop. which is exactly how it should be.
That's really good. And then if there's one thing you'd like schools to take away from this conference, what might that be?
Not just think, I've had a great 2 days and I enjoyed it, an AmKiss conference was brilliant. Actually, what can I do on Wednesday morning when they get back to the office? Or whether it be Thursday or Friday, whenever the day might be that you go back. What can I do? If it's 3 things, if it's 10 things, do something that makes sure the learning that you've had over these few days, you're going to implement in some way. Do something.
I love that. And Ollie, final thing. I'm about to talk to Ed, who's a new recruit, hasn't even started yet, I believe. Tell us something about him that people won't know, that he won't hear either, because he's not going to hear this until this podcast recording comes out. Tell us something about Ed.
Well, I thought it'd be great for Ed to come to this, because it's exactly what I did a month before I started. I thought speaking to you in exactly the same way.
I remember, yeah.
Would be good for Ed to do as well. Ed combines membership, he combines marketing and digital, which is exactly where AmKiss is right now as an organisation. So Ed being able to gel all of those major factors together alongside working as a team, because his values and his passion resonated when myself and Melissa met him. And that's another major reason why he's with us as well.
That's really good. Well, I'm going to go and hunt him down and then talk to him right now. But in the meantime, Ollie Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've got Ed Davies here, incoming Marketing and Communications Manager for AmKiss. Ed, great to talk to you. What are your initial impressions of this whole conference?
It's been really impressive. I've been to a fair few conferences in my time, and seeing how well it's been laid out and the topics that they've chosen, really relevant to people. So it's been very impressive.
I've just been talking to Ollie. He's been singing your praises. So we're looking forward to you joining. You're joining imminently, aren't you?
Start of June, I'll be joining the team, yeah.
Very good. Tell us something about where you've come from. What you've been doing?
So my background's mainly in hospitality and marketing for hospitality. So I'm looking forward to completely changing that and coming and working and supporting the schools that are our members.
And then with this event itself, with the people who are here, what kind of a culture are you picking up on?
It's very much a team culture that even though people are from schools across the UK, they're all coming together to help each other, to talk to each other, sharing the problems that they have. And that kind of collaboration and that community, and I know it's a word that I'm going to be using a lot in the future, it really does shine through, like straight from day one you see it.
That's really good. Ed Davies, thank you for your time. Nice to meet you.
And you, thank you.
Well, the pre-dinner drinks have just started, and I'm with Melissa Huntsman, or Mel. Mel, great to have you here. Thank you for being contributing here to the podcast. What's the conference been like for you?
Busy, energetic, lively, lots of people, lots of smiley faces, so really good, really, really good.
And then one of your roles here is really to help to serve the AmKiss members, the delegates that come along to an event like this. What are the kinds of ways that you do help them?
So I'm the events and training manager, so my role is to, I guess, keep everything as slick as possible, make the whole process as easy as possible for people, from getting them, you know, booked in, to getting them their bedrooms, to getting them their food and dietary, all that type of things. Basically just to make it the best experience, and for them to have to do as little as possible when they get here, to just turn up so that they can enjoy the event, enjoy all the sessions, and network and enjoy each other's company.
Very, very good. And of course, Ollie's going to be listening to this later on after it's all been edited. Tell me one thing that you enjoy about working with him.
Oh, goodness me. It's been a really busy year. We've had lots of events, lots of training. We've tried some new things, some things that I can be honest that I've probably been like, oh, should we? But it's opened my eyes to what we can do, that if you don't try things, you don't know. And things have worked really successfully. People have embraced it, the team, all our members, and it just enhances and has enhanced the experience that everybody's had when they come to the events.
Well, timing is perfect. I hear clinking of a glass. I think we're all about to be summoned. Mel, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Well, we moved from the drinks reception to the Gala Dinner and Impact Awards ceremony, sponsored by Sable International. Special shout out to the winners: Leighton Park School, Brighton College Prep Hand Cross, Haberdashers Monmouth School, the National Mathematics and Science College, Kim Bolton School, West Buckland School, St Mary's Carmen's Margaret's Prep, and Holmwood House School. Congratulations to you all. And finally, a really special shout out to Rachel Kerr, who's stepping back from AmKiss after many years of dedicated service. Rachel, we'll miss you, but all the very, very best. Thanks for listening to this episode. Bye for now.